Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Woody English. Batting second. The second baseman, Augie Gallen. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Kline. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tuck Steinbeck. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dolph Camilli. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lon Warnke. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Lon Warnke. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Urbanski. Batting second. The first baseman, Buck Jordan. Batting third. The left fielder, Hal Lee. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Berger. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Randy Moore. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Whitney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Sparrer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ben Cantwell. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Ben Cantwell. And now, play ball. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Urbanski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline hits a pop-up towards short. Urbanski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Billy Urbanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Urbanski hits a fly ball into right field. Kline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kyler. Jordan reaches second base with a double. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee takes first base on ball four. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger takes first base on ball four. Jordan moves to third. Lee moves to second. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gallen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Steinbeck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tuck Steinbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbeck bunts towards the mound. Cantwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Kyler moves to second. One out. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a pop-up towards short. Urbanski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Warnke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Cantwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cantwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Urbanski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lon Warnke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnke hits a pop-up towards short. Urbanski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Whitney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Billy Urbanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Urbanski is 0 for 1 in the game. Urbanski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jordan is called out on strikes. One out. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Urbanski moves to third. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jurgis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cantwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein strikes out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kyler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Jurgis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up towards short. Jurgis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitney hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 0 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Urbanski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Camilli hits a line drive into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Jurgis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurgis is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparrer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kyler. Sparrer reaches second base with a double. Ben Cantwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cantwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cantwell bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Billy Urbanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Urbanski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Urbanski bunts towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sparrer moves to third. Cantwell moves to second. One out. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jordan is walked intentionally. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sparrer scores. Cantwell scores. Jordan moves to second. It's 2-0, Braves. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Steinbeck. Burger reaches second base with a double. Jordan scores. Lee moves to third. It's 3-0, Braves. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore is walked intentionally. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lee scores. Berger moves to third. Moore moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-0, Braves. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitney is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Benny Tate pinch hits for Lon Warnicki. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate strikes out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 2 in the game. English hits a line drive towards short. Urbanski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee. Gallen reaches second base with a double. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 2 in the game. Klein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gallen scores. It's 4-1, Braves. Babe Herman pinch hits for Kiki Kyler. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berger. Herman reaches second base with a double. Klein goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Braves. Tuck Steinbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbeck hits a pop-up towards short. Urbanski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Babe Herman now playing right field. Chuck Klein now playing left field. Tuck Steinbach now playing center field. Charlie Root now pitching. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sparrer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Steinbach. Sparrer reaches second base with a double. Ben Cantwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cantwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cantwell bunts towards third. English fields it and throws to first for the out. Sparrer moves to third. One out. Billy Urbanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Urbanski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Urbanski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Georges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jordan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0-for-2 in the game. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Georges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Georges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Georges hits a fly ball into center field. Berger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lee hits a fly ball into right field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Berger strikes out. Two outs. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Stanhack pinch hits for Charlie Root. Stanhack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jordan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hack for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-3 in the game. English hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. English moves to second. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. English moves to third. Gallen moves to second. Two outs. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Herman is walked intentionally. Babe Phelps pinch hits for Tuck Steinbach. Babe Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. English scores. Gallen scores. Herman moves to second. It's Cubs, 4, Braves, 4. Tom Zachary now pitching. Riggs Stevenson pinch hits for Dolph Camilli. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Hermann moves to third. Phelps moves to second. Fred Frankhouse now pitching. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hermann scores. Phelps scores. Stevenson moves to third. It's 6-4, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Urbanski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Riggs Stevenson now playing left field. Chuck Kline now playing center field. Charlie Grimm now playing first base. Bud Tinning now pitching. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. McManus strikes out. One out. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Sparrer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Thompson pinch hits for Fred Frankhouse. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Smith now pitching. Bud Tinning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinning is called out on strikes. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. English hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gallen hits a line drive towards third. Whitney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Billy Urbanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Urbanski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Urbanski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jordan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lee hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berger for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Boston Braves, 4. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.